KFI AM 640, the Phil Hendrick Show. And now, coast to coast, overnight AM PM is on the air. For first time callers, dial 1-800-520-1534. That's if you're a first time caller. If you swear on your mother's grave you'll never call us again, call 1-800-520-1534. The wildcard line, call 1-800-520-1534. For the ace of spades line, 1-800-520-1534. And if you're black as the inside of a cow, call 1-800-520-1534. West of the Rockies, you're out of luck. And now, coast to coast, overnight AM PM.
Good evening, and welcome. And tonight, we are following the news that you are probably following yourself. And that is the news of the Mars orbiter. We have lost contact with the Mars orbiter, and we're going to be speaking with General Johnson James in just a moment to find out what happened. And I can assure you it is going to be one wild and woolly ride, my friends. Please stick around. But first, this word from Peeman Enterprises. Friends, how many times have you said to yourself, why can't I wipe my ass with my sports jacket? Well, with all kinds of valuable resources that are in short supply in the year 2000, Peeman Enterprises has anticipated a toilet paper shortage, and now no matter where you are, you can easily access the need, the toilet paper that you need with a new recyclable or dispensable ass jacket. Yes, everywhere of the ass jacket, no matter where you are, walking to dinner or after the year 2000, foraging for food, and you find that you need to answer nature's call, you can just take off the ass jacket, wipe your ass with it, and voila, you put the jacket back on. That's right. Just watch the troubles roll off your back with new ass jacket. This is new from Peeman Enterprises. Give us a call because they, of course, are in short supply.
Art's joking.
Hi. General Johnson Jameson is on the line. Let's first of all set the stage. General Johnson Jameson, you have been, I know, in contact all day long. You have been talking with a variety of people from NASA and from some of the space agencies, and we'll bring on General Johnson Jameson right now. He's in his bunker complex some 3,000 feet below Saskatchewan. General Jameson, can you hear me?
I can hear you better, I guess.
Wow. What a day, huh?
I'll tell you, I've never seen anything like it before in my life, and I've been around quite a bit, as you know, with my work with the CIA and the KGB, and I was also an Explorer Scout, and I'm out of breath, all right?
Well, let's just see where we can go with this. We have spent, NASA has spent an amazing amount of money sending the Mars over to up near Mars, and we have lost contact with it. Now, I understand that the Martians do have the ray gun, is that right?
Well, let's just back up, because we sent this up. It was in direct orbit over the Martian crust, what they call the Martian crust or the Martian crustal area. And we lost contact with it, Art, and I'm checking my watch. If you can synchronize yours.
I'm synchronizing now.
All right, 3, 2, 1. It's 9 minutes after 9 o'clock, right?
I've got that.
All right, it's a goddamn watch. It's a Casio, you know, it never. But so it was approximately 2:30.
That we lost contact with the Mars orbiter?
That's exactly correct. Now, obviously, something happened.
Did what happened happen?
Yes, it did.
Fascinating, fascinating, fascinating. And once again, the government doesn't want to tell us about it.
No, I've been on the phone all afternoon trying to call. I tried to call Tip O'Neill, President Clinton, and President Nixon, and they will not return my phone calls because they know that I know what they know.
And Tip O'Neill did not call back?
No, he did not. And so they know that I know that they know. And that's the part that really gets me. Approximately.
What time did the Martian monster people shoot the?
The monsters on Mars shot it down at 2:30, and they were using.
What kind of weapon? Because I know we have an awful lot of people now. You do have some tape that we're going to hear from NASA, correct?
Yes, I do. I thought I'd save that till after the next commercial break to sort of get the quarter out, keep the audience with you.
All right. Now, what are we talking about?
Well, the Martians used what I believe is a disintegration ray gun. And they used a giant ray gun, and I have a tape recording of it here. This was sent to me by a Mr. Bob Bowser, who lives in Phoenix, Arizona. He recorded this using his satellite dish, and here's the way it sounds. Did you get that, Art?
Yeah, but we did. Could you run that one more time? And that is the ray gun.
That's the disintegration gun. The monsters on Mars shot the orbiter out of the sky using the ray gun. And now we have to deal with the fact that possibly our government gave them the technology.
Now, here is where I want you to be very careful in explaining. So we do know that the Martian monsters shot the orbiter out of the sky. Is there a Martian sky?
It's a sky. Well, no, I don't think so. I don't think they have a sky. Do they?
I don't know. I know it's red.
Well, it's not blue. So anyway, they blasted it out of the sky at 2:30, right after, that's generally when they have lunch, and then they came back to the ray gun.
So we do have some indication that the Martian monster people have a ray gun and they disintegrated the orbiter?
They disintegrated it, yeah. Now, hold on to yourself, Art.
I'm ready.
Warner Brothers cartoon, Marvin the Monster, had the blueprint for this Martian monster ray gun 45 years ago.
I remember.
Yes, so the television signals that traveled through space gave the Martians the idea for a ray gun, and now you see what happened.
Absolutely.
And I'll tell you something. Living into the hell, may they burn in hell for doing that to our country, because by giving them the monsters, the disintegrating ray gun, hold on for just a second. I've got to answer nature's call. I'm wearing the ass jacket, by the way.
Oh, that's right, from Piedmont Enterprises.
Yes, I am. And it's very stylish. It comes in linen. Oh, boy, that's good. All right, let me take the coat off. Perfect. Okay.
Put the jacket back on?
I got it on right now. Anyway, so the Martians disintegrated it, and now we are faced with a very high probability that the Warner Brothers can send a cartoon through outer space. And
now, let me get this straight. I want to be very, very clear so our listeners understand what you're saying.
Okay.
You're saying that President Clinton would not return your phone calls today.
That's correct.
After you discovered that the Mars orbiter had been disintegrated by a ray gun operated by the Martian monster people, where they got the blueprints from a cartoon.
That's correct.
Unbelievable. It is the work that you do, the investigative work you do, I think you should be very, very proud.
Well, Art, I appreciate that very much. It's the kind of thing that I like. Oh, please, not that. Oh, no. Come on, Art. You said you wouldn't do it.
This is the CDC.
You said you wouldn't put... God... Why the music?
This is Coast to Coast AM, overnight AM, PM, Mini Mart.
Will you please?
We will be back with General Johnson Jameson and this fascinating story of how Tip O'Neill won't return his phone calls and how the Martian monster people made their ray gun from a cartoon. We'll be right back. Greg, I'd like to tell you now about a fascinating invention called the Internet. Now, I don't know whether or not you know what a computer is, but if you know what a computer is, if I were you, I'd buy one. And after you buy one, I suggest you plug it in. And then I suggest you turn it on, and then I suggest you get online and go to rockhonda.com. That's right. Rockhonda.com has the rock-bottom prices. I mean, these prices are even lower than General Johnson Jameson. These are rock-bottom prices on the brand-new Hondas, the 99 Honda clearance is on now at Rock Honda. And all you have to do is go to rockhonda.com and find those prices and then come on into Rock Honda. They'll get the price for you and they'll get the car for you. That's rockhonda.com. Just go to rockhonda.com. The price you see is the price you will pay, and there's no ifs, ands, or buts. And remember, nobody beats a rockhonda.com price. Nobody.
silly vision.
And now, back to Coast Overnight AM PM. West of the Rockies, dial 1-800-520-1534. East of the Rockies, dial 1-800-520-1534. West of Catalina Island, dial 1-800-520-1534. East of Maine, dial 1-800-520-1534. If you live far enough east of Maine, you're west of the Rockies, dial 1-800-520-1534.
Good evening, and welcome back from the Kingdom of Nye. And we are talking with General Johnson Jameson, who is in the bunker complex some several hundred miles below the surface of Saskatchewan. I'm curious, General Jameson, before we get into what is really the smoking gun, and that is the tape from NASA that you have discovered. You said you have tried to contact President Nixon, President Clinton, Tip O'Neill,
and Princess Diana.
And Princess Diana. Have you not received any phone calls back?
Not a one, Art. And of course that indicates to me what you and I know, Art. The rest of these people, they don't know, but you know and I know that they know what we know. You know?
Absolutely. And I couldn't have said it better myself.
They know that I know. But they won't let on that they know that I know, because if they let on that they know what I know, then they know that I know what they know. And then everyone would know what I know, because they'd have to let everyone know what I know. And that's the part that just, it drives me out of my mind. It almost drives me as crazy as that film, Houston Crappy Party, you know?
I understand. Now, what we're about to hear is remarkable. And we're going to hear it...
Not another demon enterprises.
...in just a moment. Friends, most of us don't want to face the fact that someday we may have to eat our own children. Well, why not make it easy with the new cookbook, Young and Tender? Now, you'll be able to feed your whole family if it weren't for the fact that you'll be eating your whole family. That's right, Young and Tender. It'll teach you how to chicken fry, fricassee, tenderize, or stew your very own children. Liver never tasted so good. It's Young and Tender, brand new cookbook from Melinda Lee, and it's only from Peenemann Enterprises. Get Young and Tender, because when Y2K hits, and remember, it includes the seasoning packets from Y2K hits, you're going to be mighty, mighty hungry. Young and Tender, eat your own children, new from Peenemann Enterprises. All right, General Jameson, what are we going to hear? Set it up for the audience. Let them know. Let them savor it. Let them hear all about it.
Well, okay. All right, I have tape from NASA. Now, I walked out of the bunker complex today for a very brief stroll to a cafe here in Moose Jaw where I live. I live under Moose Jaw. I don't live in Moose Jaw because I like to keep my ear to the ground.
What's the population of Moose Jaw?
About 200. So I want to come up and I want to keep my ear to the ground and find out what's going on. And when you live in a town where there's about 200 people in one gas station, you're really in the thick of humanity and you really know the styles, the fashions, the latest music, everything.
I understand.
So I came above ground and went down to have some fava beans and a nice Chianti. A very interesting conversation I had with a young man in the diner. I said to him that I had come from living underground, and he said to me, and I wrote the conversation down explicitly for our program, he said, "Is that right, old man?" And I said, "Yes, I'm living underground, and I know the Martians blew the orbiter up." And he said, "Don't say." And I said, "Yes, and I would pay anything for a tape of the communication between the mission control in Houston and the possibility that mission control was speaking to the Martian monster people." And what do you think happened?
Don't tell me.
You got it. He had tape. He said to me, "Say, old man, maybe I can get you that tape."
Unbelievable. The likelihood of that.
Absolutely. Well, sometimes in this world, you know, there's a whole network of us. We all know what we're doing, and you know that I know that. Don't you know that?
I do know that.
All right. The next day, the kid came with the tape, so I was there today, and when I say the next day, that would be tomorrow that he came with the tape, and he gave me the tape.
So this is what we're going to hear. This is communication between NASA's mission control and the Martian ray gun base on Mars.
Absolutely. I'll roll this for you. Understand that this, for all I know, the kid is in dire jeopardy who gave me this tape, but listen very carefully to this tape.
Yeah, I want to get a thick cheese pizza.
Okay.
Yeah, mushrooms on that?
No, I don't want
any mushrooms. I want to get some of that mushroom. I want sausage on it.
Thanks, sausage.
Yeah, and also give me a large Coke.
All right, large Coke pizza. You got a coupon today?
Nah, I ain't got no damn coupon. I just got off work, so how long I take, huh?
Got Canadian bacon on that?
You say what?
More Canadian bacon?
Yeah, I've got a Canadian bacon, too.
All right. All right, so that's one large piece of cheese and Canadian bacon.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, thank you.
Goodbye.
There you have it, right?
Oh, unbelievable.
Now, you'll notice it was code.
Absolutely, because I know that the CIA obviously is monitoring the frequencies.
Yes, it was all in code, but the Canadian bacon, do you want Canadian bacon on that? You got yourself one dead Mars orbiter. There's no doubt in my mind that the Martian...
Who's the Martian?
The Martian was the one taking the pizza order, obviously, and NASA was the Negro gentleman ordering it, so...
Great, great work, General Jameson, and obviously at great risk to yourself.
No doubt about it, Art. And I'll tell you, it took an awful lot of... I want to thank the young man who helped me. And the bulb,
this is SEDC.
Bill Embry Show on KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio.
Do you want to hear about the kid who gave me the tape or not?